I've spent some quality time with God, and I thought He's going to let me change from teaching on healing and health, but He will not let me change. There's an apostolic grace about health that needs to come on the body of Christ. Almost every person who died ahead of time, I knew why they died. Health conditions. As I study more and more, I get more, been in this 47 years, I get more and more nervous about it to a certain degree, because there's a vast, I'm going to have to use a word, there's a vast ignorance in the body of Christ about health. And I'm going to read, I have John Eckhart, 50 Truths Concerning the Apostles' Ministry. I'll be using it quite often. Matter of fact, I'm going to find out about his ministry more. I'm going to pray and I'm going to read one aspect of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And then I'll give you a subject, and my introduction might not let me get to principle. But there's so much that God want to do. But the apostle has a breakthrough anointing. It has a breakthrough anointing. It has a breakthrough grace on the apostolic ministry. Now, you're not talking, I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm talking about the apostolic ministry. I'm talking about the calling. And I want to read this to you. You might take notes or you might hear what it says. Breakthrough is defined as an act or instant of breaking through an obstruction, an offensive thrust that penetrates and carries beyond a defensive line in warfare. So this warfare of living long, living strong, living healthy have been penetrated many, many years. Like I said, I've been 47 years and I never heard strong, continuous teaching on health. A lot of teaching on healing, but not strong teaching on health. He goes on to say, pioneers have the ability to break through ignorance. You heard that? Break through ignorance. So in the process of teaching on health, there's a lot of ignorance that has to be broken through. And you have to have this type of grace. I'm telling you right now, I believe as a pastor, I'm a strong pastor, but I don't believe I should do it as a pastor, because this is a grace here. When you're talking about keeping your health. So pioneers, and an apostle is called a pioneer. He go into areas in God's government that has not been in before. Pioneers have the ability to break through ignorance, fear, and other obstacles. Get those three words: ignorance, fear, and obstacles that keep men from advancing. Let me go over it again. I want you to hear that. Pioneers have the ability to break through ignorance, fear, and other obstacles that keep men from advancing. Apostolic ministry has the ability to penetrate the defenses set up by the power of darkness. See, he's set some things up for us to be sickly, for us to die early, for us to augur in the darkness about, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. He said they've been set up. So we're dealing with a Jericho wall that only God can tear down. It's a Jericho wall. But he told Joshua, see, I've given you Jericho. And he gave instruction, didn't he? All right. Now, darkness. Darkness about hell. It's a darkness. It's a darkness that Satan have brought in the system that have held God's people back from walking or going to their healthy place. The power of darkness that penetrate the defenses set up by the power of darkness. I'm reading. This is why it is first, talking about the apostolic. Some of them must break through first before any significant progress can be made. A couple more paragraphs I want to read. Someone must have the courage, ability, and power to break through the obstacles set up by the enemy. apostolic preaching and teaching has this penetrating power. There must be breakthroughs in finances, television, radio, publishing, building, etc. We must be able to break through tradition, religion, ignorance. These are all these walls. Poverty, witchcraft, pride, rebellion, etc. Then he says the apostle has the anointing to break through these things that people might be set free to walk in the truth. How many of y'all want to be free and walk in the truth about your healing and about your health? Let me see your hand. See? Now, I don't want you to raise your hand, but somewhere along the line, those of you on the line, I've asked a question. How many on one or two medicine, three medicine, some four medicine, how long you been on them? I just want to pass that across your mind because we have made that a natural lifestyle. It's not. It's unnatural. Okay? It's something we have to do in the natural. We try to do it in the spirit, but there's some things we have to do in the natural to change that natural situation you're in by having to take two or three medicine all the time. All right? So you can get your total help. We've got to get through this tradition, get through this religion, get through this ignorance. We've got to get through all of that, all right? That you might walk free. Then he says, and I'll close, nations, cities, and region are open up because of this breakthrough anointing. Without this breakthrough anointing, write that down, breakthrough anointing. Write down, help breakthrough anointing. Every man close to the truth. Without this breakthrough anointing, listen. Areas remain closed to the truth. Closed. Shut down. This is why it's so difficult to break through in some cities, nation, or group of people. These areas and people need sent one, the apostle. When apostles are sent into a region, they have the ability through the anointing to penetrate the darkness and bring light and revelation to the people. There's no substitute for the apostle. This ministry is like a battering ram against the cathedral of the enemy. And I'll be reading often from this to tell you where we're going. Father, we thank you tonight as we prelude by reading about the apostolic grace that you have put on the calling to the body of Christ. We thank you that on this Tuesday night, we'll enter into territories that the body of Christ need to walk in around the world. The body of Christ, men and women who love you, need to hear, see, and understand what you're saying to us. So we trust our infirmities to lie down in the mind of the Spirit. Trust our infirmities to lie down in your will and your love and your calling tonight. That there's anointing will be on the screen, there's anointing will be on the line, that men will sense that God is talking to them, men and women, that God is protecting them and God is taking them to a territory beyond religion, beyond tradition, beyond ignorance, beyond darkness. We ask for your help. Holy Spirit, we're going to preach about you tonight. You the helper. You anoint. You the one put power on our lives. Matter of fact, we read about you tonight. So we're thankful that you open things up in the love of God, that every man will know that God is loving on them tonight, that God really wants them to see this, really wants them to understand it, and really want them to walk out of anything that is hindering them from living the good life. We thank you, the thief have stolen from us hundreds and hundreds of years. People have been getting healed and go right back in the line because they don't know how to keep their health. Help us to speak the thing, ha, 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 ha. Help us to speak the things you've said to us clearly, giving you the glory. Penetrate this place. Penetrate every person online, their homes, and let them know that you're talking to them, not just a man talking. You're talking to them because you love them. We know this is a global revelation out of a little city called Darrow, but we know it's global. And we know that the body of Christ at large know nothing about it. And there are going to be walls built up. But Jericho wall will be torn down and Nehemiah wall will be built. That the body of Christ will live long, satisfied life and preach this gospel. get other people saved. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. We're going to look at one verse, and you probably know what verse it is because I'm going to talk about the Holy Ghost and hell tonight, what the Holy Ghost has to say about hell. I'm going to give you a subject in a few moments. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. I preach one aspect of this. They started on the book today on hell coming to the body of Christ. All these series I'm preaching, they're about to put it in the book. Acts 10, 38. It speaks of how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, I remember when I found out that sickness and diseases are satanic oppression, okay? And the Lord want to teach you how to walk out of that satanic oppression. Really, men within themselves can't teach you. You wouldn't have the power. It's not. That, matter of fact, let's go to another scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I'm going to show you how this has to be done. Let's see. No, prior to that, to make it more clearer, turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. And then we'll go to 1 Corinthians 2. Then I'll tell you what we're going to deal with tonight. Now, some strong lines going to come out tonight, strong thing. So, you're going to have to hold your ignorance down. If you got any ignorance sitting with you anyway, just slap it. Just shut up. Let me listen to what the apostle's saying to me, because he's saying that to me because he loved me, and not that he thinks he knows all. He's speaking out of his infirmity through revelation, all right? But you need to see this. This has been a setup. Now, you may not know you've been going through this, but basically, this is where the body of Christ has been. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. You see that? And make his flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. Now, look at that verse. I want you to look at that verse. That's verse 5. And how many of y'all know that sickness, disease is a curse? Huh? High blood pressure, diabetes, all that's curse, right? Huh? All right. I got the right crew here tonight? Uh-huh. Because see, the Holy Spirit, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you while I speak and show you. See, once we see, that's it. Notice what he says. We have put out, let me say this. We have tried to put our help in man's hand. Y'all don't want to say nothing. But you know the first place you run and something hurts you. Yes, sir. You ain't even asked the Lord nothing, you gone. He says, when that happened, look at the sixth verse now. For he shall be like the heat in the desert. Lord have mercy. And should not see when good coming. Now, some not going to see this. Good coming right now. You know, I like that word coming, money coming, health coming. Coming means to keep coming. But there are those in the body of Christ will never see this. But you will see it. Say, I will see it. Yeah, I will see it. See, don't sit there handicapped and thinking that you can't make the changes because you empowered by someone greater than you. We're not talking about natural movements here. We're not talking about socialism. We're talking about the Spirit of the living God who's able to do anything if we let him do it, you see? So it's not, you don't have to, some strong things are going to be said. You don't have to do this on your own strength. Because, matter of fact, you can't do it. All right? Now, listen. When that happened, when you don't know how God feels about your health, and you're constantly looking to man, this is what happened in verse 6. For it should be like the heat in the desert. You know, hot. It's hot, hot. No water. And should not see when good cometh. I want you to underline, and shall not see when good cometh. You know why I want you to underline that? Because good coming in this series of teaching. Because you're going to be healthy, and you're going to live a long, satisfied life. Somebody should have raised the hand. I said, okay, I see somebody in the center screen. The other y'all just sitting there. I said, you're going to be healthy, and you're going to live a long, satisfied life. And then say possible. Yes, yes. But shall inherit the parched places. I don't know nobody want no parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Now look, notice verse 7. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. And whose what? Hope the Lord is. Is the Lord your hope for your health? See, for it shall be like a tree planted by the water and that spread out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat coming. But her leaves shall be green and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Other words, that's productive. We're talking about your health now. Now, turn to 1 Corinthians, because we got a lot of territory to cover tonight. 1 Corinthians 2. You saw the parallel or the contrast there, right? All right, now, I'm going to verse, in 1 Corinthians 2, I want to go to verses 5 and 6. 1 Corinthians 2, no, verse, let's see. I'm in 2 Corinthians, I ain't going to work. That's why I get 1 Corinthians. I'm gonna finally go to verse 4 and 5 is the verses 4 and 5. Write this down. Let me so you have a base station here. What we're dealing with tonight is why I read Acts 10:38. The Holy Ghost is calling for resurrection help. The Holy Ghost is calling for the resurrection of health in the body of Christ. The resurrection of health in the believer. The resurrection of health in me. Say it. The resurrection of health in me. That's what the Holy Ghost is calling for tonight. Now, he's going to show you how to do it. So I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in my Bible, this segment, verses 1 through 5, it speaks of having faith in God's power. Having faith in God's power, and I'm going to add to it, having faith in God's power for your health. Did you hear it? I have faith in God's power for my health. See. Now, listen, my brother and sister, we're talking beyond the natural here now. We're talking beyond assistance. Thank God for the assistance, but we're talking supernatural now. Yes, sir. See, God has supernatural health for me. Say it. God has supernatural health for me. And I receive it tonight. Now, many people while I'm teaching will be healed. But what... this healing is going to be different because within the context of this healing, you will have a revelation of your health. So it won't be able to come back on you. Are you following me? All right. I begin reading at the first verse. Faith in God's power for my health. The Holy Ghost is calling for a health resurrection. You see, he's calling for a health resurrection. Now, why you got to call it for a health resurrection? Because health been dead. That's why. First verse said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, Paul, Apostle Paul, came not with excellence of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Verse 1. Verse 2. For I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Verse 3 now. And I was with you in meekness and in fear and in much trembling. Now, verse 4 and 5 open up our supernatural help to us. Paul said, and my speech and my preaching were not with the enticing words of man's wisdom. Man's wisdom. Remember we read in Jeremiah 17? Man's wisdom. But in demonstrating of the Spirit and of power. You see that? Yes, demonstrating the Spirit and of power. And this is where our health come in at. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but what? Well, you got two choices. Where you going to put your health? Where are you going to put your health? You're going to put your health in the hand of man or in the power of God. Now, church, this is where we've been. I'm telling you, this is where we've been. This is where we've been. Our health has been in the hands of man. And we took no responsibility. We took the pill, no responsibility. And so it's time that a remnant in the body of Christ is going to take responsibility and walk in this power. And there's no case. Now, see, can I get you? I got to know who with me here. There's no case too hard for God. The scripture pointed out over and over again. All right. Now, you get ready to take notes now. None of my principles. I'm just going to give you the introduction now. It is time for the people of God to experience healthy living. Take good notes now, because you can go back over that and you can personalize it. It is time for the people of God to experience what I said. Healthy living. Say it. So let it come out your mouth. Healthy living. Which was paid for by Jesus on the cross. It's paid for. So your health, not just healing, your health is already paid for. See, by Jesus on the cross. Listen to the next statement. And you and I are both going to be identified with this statement. I don't care how spiritual you think you are. we both going to be identified. I don't care how long you pray in tongues. Watch this. The people of God has been robbed of a health mindset. Been robbed. Because all we talk about is healing. Getting healed. So the people of God, the Lord tonight want to impart to you something you didn't have, but something you're going to have after this service. The Holy Ghost going to help Leroy tonight. To impart to you a healthy mindset. Yes, I don't care what your relative been having. You got to take it up on your own tonight to know that you are individual. You're not a group. No, don't let other people's body speak for your body. Yes, tonight. Yes, tonight. The Holy Ghost will impart to you the mind of Christ. The mind of the Spirit. The mind of God of help. And it will be done for you supernaturally. People get healed all over the world in foreign country tonight. Listen, they get healed. But what's so good about the healing tonight, the Holy Spirit is going to back me up. He's going to robe them with a help mindset. Even though symptom may come, but symptom can't change my mind. Symptom can't stop my God. My trust is not in man anymore. I'm trusting in the Lord with all my heart and all my understanding about my health. Hallelujah. 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 Let me make a statement now. The people of God have been robbed of a healthy mindset that has to be restored by revelation. It has to be restored by revelation. It can't be restored by information. Information cannot penetrate the walls that the system and Satan has built to make us believe that this is the way our life should go. But when revelation comes, it penetrates the wall that Satan has set up. And the people we got to face, we got to face a lot of people. Child, we got to face a lot of people. We got to make a lot of decisions. We got a whole denomination that we're going to have to stand up and say, no, I'm going this way. You got people with backwood collars on and chains around their neck and all kind of stuff. You got to take this as an individual, take it as a revelation. You got to walk in it. You got some deep people with deep PhD, DDDDs and all that. But man, look, revelation. Say revelation. See, revelation. See, yeah. We keep rehearsing our sickness. And health means reversing it. See? When and it will, your health mindset is restored by revelation. Then, listen, then acted upon by faith and obedience. If you don't have no faith, you can't walk here. You got to act on it by faith and by obedience. You got 1 Corinthians 2, I read verses 1 through 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. All right? All right? Now, here's what the Holy Spirit told me. It is time, I love it, that the body of Christ experience the power of resurrected health. You ever heard that before? You ever heard of resurrection health before? Have you ever? Somebody, resurrected health? You ever heard of that before? You know what resurrected mean? Huh? I ain't gonna be sick no more. Oh, the opportunity may come, but I'm resurrected. You said, Satan couldn't kill Jesus no more. Go to Romans chapter 8. He couldn't kill Jesus no more. I mean, he bluffed him, but he couldn't kill him no more. Romans 8 and 11. Look at Romans 8 and 11. Jesus Christ. Romans 8 and 11. I'm enjoying my preaching myself. Romans 8 and 11. This is real, man, because I've been through this so long. I've been getting healed. Didn't know what to do. Now, your healing is not only supernatural, but it's natural. Your health is not only supernatural. Now, you can supernaturally get healed, but you can't only supernaturally keep your health. Woo! There are some things that had to be done in the natural to keep health. Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Come on, y'all pray in tongues with me now. Ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. See, supernaturally you can get healed, but just supernaturally you can't keep your health. You know why? Huh? God told me to tell you he can't present your body to him. The only person that can present your body to God is you. All right. Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, is he in you? Is the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in you? Y'all up in here. Is he in you? All right. He that raised up Christ from the dead should also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So he's in there. He's constantly quickening our mortal bodies. So what's going wrong then? What's going wrong? Is it some type of disobedience? Or I have to use the word because I'll use what? Some type of ignorance that been in the church for centuries. And these men with gifts, the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, and people run. I saw a lady got healed recently and she was running. I said, yeah, but you need to have another. Somebody else needs to talk to you too, baby, because you ain't going to keep it. Because she couldn't hardly run because the Lord had really given her a miracle, but she was so big. and nobody said nothing. Nobody told her nothing about, now you got a natural side. You can't, you see them? God, y'all don't want to hear me tonight. But I'm telling you, this is what's happening. God's power is moving. Yeah, God, he answered prayer. And God loved his people. But the enemy had robbed them because, you know, oh, Lord, I never want to say that. Most people who are trying to help us don't know nothing about eating. What do you call it? The American diet? SAD, S-A-D. The standard American diet. That is SAD, S-A-D. You're all going to have so much energy. I'm talking to you. Say you're talking to me. I don't care what your number's saying. I don't care what your number's saying. I don't care what your age's saying. I don't care what your nana saying. Y'all going to be healthy, strong. Just listen. You're going to know how to do it. It's not just supernatural, but it's natural. I'll give you one. I'll just come off the record and give you one right now. The sword going to have to destroy the fork. You get it later. You get it. The sword of the spirit is going to have to destroy the fork of the devil. That's the only way you're going to stay in hell. You ain't going to do it yourself. You don't have enough strength to do it. They got the whole system triggered for you to sell your health down the drain. All right. So it's time that the body of Christ experience the power of resurrected health. Put these scriptures down. Isaiah 53:5. But he's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastised peace on him, with his stripes we are healed. I want you to look at this one. Look at John 11:25. John chapter 11, verse 25. I'm trying to get to some principles. I'm just giving you an introduction right now. John, took me a half hour to give you an introduction. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. Now, I want you to think about, I don't want you to think about Jesus getting out of the grave per se, but yeah, you got to think about that, but your health coming out of the grave. Yeah. Yes. Write it down, date it, my health coming out of the grave. Jesus said to him, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. He that believes in me, though he was sick, yet shall he be healthy. See, it's all in the resurrection power, my brothers and sisters. It's all in the resurrection power. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's all in the resurrection power. Your health is in the resurrection power of Jesus. He's working on your body right now as you listen to me. He's working on your mind right now as you listen to me. He's working on your lungs right now. Your back. Whatever it is. Turn to Philippians 3:10. That I might know him. Philippians 3:10. And I want you to carry your health here. I want you to catch. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Once that is understood properly, Satan, the thief, cannot rob you anymore. You move on to the other side of verse 10. I'm come that you might have life. You might have more abundance. John 10:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I remember the Holy Ghost is calling for help resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. That I might know him. Power of his resurrection. Look at the 11th verse very quickly. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. That by any means. Now when you use that scripture and open up and what we're talking about, that I might attain the resurrection of my health. Do you see me? Wave, somebody wave at me. Do you see me? That I might attain the resurrection of my health. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. The anointing all over me right now. Listen to me. Listen, church, it's possible. I know, how can I say it? I got to be nice. I don't want to hurt nobody. Open the van and drain that mess out. Drain that mess out of your mind, all these different, all you've been talking to your cousin. Your cousin don't know this. You're building a fresh foundation for your health and for your mindset. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I got to say, I'm still in my introduction. Look what he's told me. And see, can you agree with this? And I know you ain't going to shout about it, but I got to say it because it's going to help me get you to understand. The Holy Ghost said to me, there's a mass ignorance about health in the church. A mass ignorance. You could say just ignorant. But he said mass ignorance. You know what mass ignorance means? Plenty ignorance. Look, up here, pulpit. I ain't talking about the pew. I'm talking about up here. Mass ignorance about hell. Mass ignorance. Woo, my goodness. Lord have mercy. And then he says this. There are some natural things that need to be kept up. Natural things. Listen, how many of y'all listening? Watch what he said now. All healing. Say all healing.
All healing.
All healing is temporary. If health is not taught to God's people, all healing. That's why we've been going through all this temporary healing. Then we got to go back and get a hand laid on it, go back to the doctor, get him checked in. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All healing is temporary. I love it. Woo, my. Get over this mass ignorance. There's some natural things that we need to do. All healing is temporary. If health is not taught to God's people, listen, now I want you to get this down. And I'm going to use the word, but it's going to sound like medication, but it means meditation. So don't mix the word around. All healing is temporary. If health is not taught to God's people about meditation, not medication, meditation. Listen to the next one. This scripture, morals.
Uh-huh.
Sin will make you sick.
Yes, it would.
Jesus told that man, go and sin no more. He told that girl, go, your faith made you whole, but go and be well, be whole. Mean stay healthy. All healing is temporary if health is not taught to God's people about meditation, morals. Watch this next one, children. And meals. M-E-A-L-S. That's what I said. Meals. Meals have something to do with your health. Just like moral have something to do with morals, meals have something to do with your health. See? The Bible says he sent his word to heal you, right? So you got to meditate. All right. Ooh, this introduction is so good, I might just preach the introduction. The mystery of health. Get that down. The mystery of health is still in virgin levels in the body of Christ. The mystery of health is still in virgin levels in the body of Christ from the pulpit on down. And you don't need to have no revelation. Just look at the pulpit. Just look at it. Apostolic grace must be released on God's people on this subject. And I release it on you tonight. You trust me enough to be here. I release apostolic grace on your health. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Ghost will start showing you something. Listen to this. See, can you agree with this? Health. Ooh, my goodness. Health has been lost in the healing traffic.
Right.
Boy, if nobody in here know what I'm saying, I know what I'm saying. I've seen that. Health is lost in the healing traffic. Uh-huh. But healing are the highways to health and a long, satisfied life. It's the highway, but it's not the destiny. Resurrection means you will keep your health holy, healed, healthy. Holy, healed, and healthy. And I'm going to show you a scripture. I tried to skip it. I'm going to show oh, my goodness. I was praying before I come out. In my office, I was praying. My intercessors would pray. I prayed with them, and then I kept praying a little bit, and the Lord gave me these three words. And I said, "Were you trying to tell me something?" He gave me the word, holy, healed, and healthy. But I knew, in dealing with God, I knew you wanted to say something else. And so I asked him, I said, what, there's something else, Lord. You want to say, what else? And he didn't say nothing. Then all of a sudden he said it to me. You'll be surprised what he said. Turn to Luke 15. Verse 16. He said, yeah, I want you to tell them they need to be holy. That'll keep your health. You need to be healed. That'll keep your health and help. And then he said, tell them, stay out the hog pen. Uh-huh. That isn't the 16th verse. He would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave him. Tell him, stay out the hog pen. Now, kotala mashata. Look at Luke 13 and 16. Look at Luke 13 and 16. Here's a woman been sick for a long time. Demonic power had her. She stepped on Jesus, and Jesus said, are not this woman? Now I can take any one of y'all name it and name it out tonight. Are not this woman? Being a daughter of Abraham, I'm looking at y'all daughters and sons of Abraham, whom Satan have bound. We're back to Acts 10:38. These 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day. In other words, he said, whatever we're dealing with, we should be loose from it, right? You see that? Take those scriptures now and meditate those scriptures. Meditate. See that hog pen? I mean, the Lord, he says, tell them stay out the hog pen. That means stop eating the stuff that's killing you, baby. They're lying to you. The package that tell you what's in the content is rigged. You have to hear the search, man, and find out for sure what am I putting in my mouth.
Yep.
All right. Let me give you one or two principles. You must let this mystery unfold in your soul. Your health can't be denied if you abide in obedience to God's word. Uh-huh. Your health, what I say? Your health can't be denied. Now you got all these lies. Now you got all these lies out, and you got these professional people telling you nothing else can be done. I've seen that wiped out many times in my ministry. I've seen, they say, no more we can do. And the point, come on. I've seen it more than one time. But they're trying to help you, but all they're telling you is, this is the furthest we can go. Now, a good Christian would tell you, don't send you home hopeless just because I can't do nothing. A Christian doctor ought to tell you, this is the furthest I can go, but you know you got God.
Yeah, right.
But they don't seem to say that too much. Yeah. You got to recognize your infirmity to say that. Mm-hmm. I want to give you a scripture. It ain't no baby scripture. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Now watch what he said. Ask what you will. Well, I won't be healthy.
Yeah.
Nobody in here, that's stupid. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will, Listen what he said. Listen what he didn't say. And I have to go consult with somebody. Can it happen? You ask me and I'll be back. I got to go to committee and see, go in the lab and see. No. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, if my words abide in you though. See, what I'm trying to do in my assignment is to get that word abiding. You're already in Christ. And your word abiding, my word abiding you, ask what you will. One translation said, make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and I'll see to it that you have it. We're talking about health tonight, baby. We're talking about resurrected health. The Holy Ghost want to release resurrected health, resurrection health on us tonight. Now, here's where a lot of people gonna get off the bus. Because actually your health is a threefold sanctification power. Let's start with Romans 12, 1. Notice who presents your body in Romans 12, 1. Notice a healthy lifestyle is non-conforming. It's a transformation. It's transformed thinking. That Romans 12, 2, Romans 12, 1, Romans 12, 2, Romans 12, 3. Then you got your faith. The measure of faith is not going to work if you got those things out of place. It's a threefold sanctification, body, soul, and spirit. You got it again? The only way you're going to do that is Hebrews 4:12. The only way you're going to keep your health, you got to keep yourself divided. Your body, my body, will go plumb crazy in a donut shop. My body will go off the wall, especially if they got to run around and got their light on hot. Who else know what I'm talking about up in here? Huh?
Come on.
And so, here's what the Spirit of God just told me. Oh, my God. I know that they ain't going to like this. People not going to like this. You got to stop eating disease.
Come on.
You praying and asking God, you pray, and y'all get so sad, y'all think about your favorite disease.
Wow.
Yeah, what you like? Then 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24, you know, he talked about present yourself to God's spirit, soul, and body, be sanctified. Held is a sanctification, a threefold sanctification. But the 24th verse said, God also will help you do it. Who also will help you do it? I know you. Say, everybody say help.
Help.
No, I ain't show some of y'all mouth moves. Say help.
Help.
Yeah, we all need help. You need help on this because it's 1 out of 10. I want to hear something else mean. Now that the Holy Spirit has unfolded your help, He also will anoint you to maintain your health. Both, what now? Both supernatural and sense-wise.
Yes.
I never heard this before, but I'm hearing some. Is it possible to be supernaturally stupid? When you bring it to the body of Christ in love, I'm coming. I ain't coming with condemnation. I'm preaching to me too. I've done it for years. I just didn't know no better. I had good people around me died ahead of time. If I had known. Both supernatural and sense-wise. Don't put that in your note so you can come back to your senses and read it. Acts 10:38. Healing is designed to lead to health. It can only be kept by doing the right thing in the spirit and the natural. Listen, my brother and sister. I'm going to use a term that we probably haven't heard in the body of Christ. I think it's pioneered in apostolic territory. The health, truth, anointing, and wisdom abiding in you right now. Mm-hmm. Since you've been sitting on the earth. The health, truth, health, truth. The health, truth, anointing, and wisdom abiding in you right now to wipe out all the lies about your health. Turn to 1 John 2. Look at verse 27. You got that anointing in you that will wipe out these lies about your health. Because if your mindset is tricked, you're not going to step. Are you following me? 1 John 2, 27. Here's the anointing. But the anointing what you have received from him, what it does? Abides in you, right? Huh? And you need not that any man teach you. All right, you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, look what he said about the anointing. And it is truth, and it is no lie, and even as it taught you, you should abide in him. You put that with John 15 and 7, and that scripture right there, you're off and gone, man. What about Luke 4, 18? Jesus announced the power of his ministry. The Spirit of the Lord is on upon me. He anointed me to preach the gospel poor. Look, he started getting people delivered. Heal the brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captive. Recovering of sight to the blind. Set at liberty. Woo! Luke 4, 18. Them that are bruised. We've been bruised, children. We've been bruised in the body of Christ. We've been bruised because of Jeremiah 17, 5. We've trusted men and we have not found out for ourselves what make this baby tick? This baby is got a built-in physician. Psalm 139, 14. This baby is fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
If you cooperate with it, you one many years ago, 50 years ago. I was driving. I used to always have hot rod cars. I'd buy a new car and had hot rod. And now I keep them cars clean. And I heard this. I'm just too dumb to understand what you're saying. He says, you take care of this car better than you take care of yourself. He said, you put premium fuel in that car. I didn't know what he talked about. See, if you're telling me I'm putting premium fuel in my car and regular in my body. I didn't know that. I didn't know till now. About 50 years ago, he told me that. Is he talking to any of y'all? You're not going to... the whole 11th chapter of Hebrews talks about faith. It said, now faith, with faith, by faith, through faith. I'm not expecting you to do this with sense knowledge. I'm expect the Lord done. I need to be anointed with health. Say it. I need to be anointed with health. Health thinking. Health action. I need help. How many of you need help? Oh, y'all don't over that? And how many of y'all admit you need help? Did you hear me? Huh? Who in y'all don't need no help? Huh? They froze? That froze over there? She got her hand up. How she got her hand up, the rest didn't get up. Now they gone. But you got to admit you need help. I need help. See, there are things that I have to do in the natural, but I'm going to need the anointing pushing me. May I pause to say a few things to you that is never been told about it, Christ? There's a lot of good things to eat that don't destroy you. A lot of desserts. I know y'all got desserts. A lot of desserts you can eat if you cook right and take a place of all that junk. Take a place of that honey bun. A honey bomb. That's what that is, a honey bomb. B-O-M-B-S. Honey bomb. Boom! Listen, I'm going to reveal something to you. I'm going to expose something right now. The rocks of religion, wrong thinking, blind eating, commercially deceived, must be rolled away so your health can resurrect. I'm going to go back over it. I'm going to name them things out. The rocks of religion. See, because religion says you pray and you read the scripture and you dance and you pray in tongue out and take your pill. The revelation of God is not that kind of God. And I'm not putting your pill down. I'm putting you down. You get up and whoop that pill. You tell that pill, you're not going to control me. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to do what's right. And I'm going to go back and get my checkup. And the doctor will tell me, you don't need this no more.
Yep, yes, sir.
I got many testimonies. People told me that. You don't need this no more. I'm not talking about deserting the doctor. I'm talking about deserting the devil.
Yes,
sir. Okay, let me hurry. Let me give you this. Because you're going to have to deal with this. The rocks of religion. Wrong thinking, blind eating, commercial deceit must be rolled away. See, like Jesus rolled that stone away? Jesus' stone must be rolled away so your health can resurrect. John 8:31-32. Turn to John 8:31. We obviously want to go to 32. Go to 8:31 first. 32 is invalidated if you don't understand 31. John 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Now you go to verse 32. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. See, the truth not acted on can't make you free. You got to continue in the word. All right. Now, I want to know if you're going to be in this number. Body of Christ, those who are here listening. Here's what the Spirit of God said to me. There will be a remnant of God people walking in health to glorify him. And then he told me, write this down. Listen, do you want to be in that number? There's a remnant of God's people. That's what he said. That there will be a remnant of God's people walking in health to glorify him. He said, listen, do you want to be in that number? And if you do, I want you to read 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And know that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You're bought with a price. It's already paid for. When you read Ezekiel 37, I think it is. When I'm dry bone, is Ezekiel 37? He said to me, and I don't have time to go in there because I go to preaching. In Ezekiel 37, he says, here is the experience of a health resurrection. Can these bones live? Ezekiel said, Lord, they've been eating like this for a long time and they've been laying hand on people for years. I don't know if they're going to go this far. I don't know. Thou knowest. The Lord said, prophesy to them. That's what I'm doing to you tonight. Mm-hmm. Prophesy. Prophesy in the word, and then the Holy Ghost wind blowing. So health is blowing in the wind of the Holy Ghost tonight. Don't ever be discouraged. I encourage you tonight. Don't ever be discouraged, my brothers and sisters, that you can't do this or that your case is too hard. There's no case too hard. That man had been 38 years. See? No care is too hard. And you see, symptom can disappear fast, but the change of system is going to take a while.
Yes.
You understand my language? See, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, symptom, you can stop symptom by putting something in there and smothering it and make it go your way. But if you want to be clear of it, the problem that I had didn't happen overnight. Years and years and years and years. So you can't expect for it to leave tomorrow night. Unless instantly the Lord do it, but he wants you to be ready. God can do it, but he wants you to be ready. Most of the time you got to walk through it. Let the gifts of the Spirit move. And then the gifts of the Spirit move, you better have some teaching to back you up because they're coming back. There's a mass ignorance about hell, demon, darkness, and mass money that only the word of God and anointing can overcome. It's mass money. Mass money got you sick to a certain degree because the truth needs to be told. That's mass money being made on our ignorance. We got a God already and paid for it. Turn to Isaiah 10:27 and get your health right now. Look at Isaiah 10:27. The yoke destroyed because of the anointing. Burden removed. Isaiah 10:27. Listen, read this with me. And it shall come to pass in that day, this is the day, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. Talking about sickness and disease. And his yoke from off thy neck. So it's a burden and a yoke. And the yoke shall what? Be what? Destroyed because of what?
The anointing.
The anointing. So that anointing is up in you now. You here, so it got on you. It's on you. I told you this, but I want you to have it in your note. Jericho walls gonna have to be torn down to keep. I see, Lord. A Jericho wall has been built to keep us from hell. That's Joshua 6. You look at it in verse 1 and 2. A Jericho wall. All this ignorance, all this healing without no teaching about hell. You know, when I walked across that RV and the Lord told me, I call you to be an apostle, I ain't know what he was telling me. For sure, but I'll see what it is now, boy. I mean, because, you know, I'm doing some cutting here right now, you know. There's a lot of people say, oh, where he come from? Where you think? Where you think? No. God wants you healthy.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? Right. Huh? And you got a part to play in it. Huh? Huh? The side effects of truth is hell. The Jericho wall has been built to keep us from hell. You see it was torn down, Joshua 6, 1, 2. And a Nehemiah wall needs to be built around our hell. And you can see that in Nehemiah 4:6. Let me hurry. Are you abiding in hell or backsliding on your hell? That's a question there, you see. Are you abiding in truth or backsliding on truth about your hell? Both supernaturally and naturally. John 15:7. Come on quickly. John 15:7. Psalm 91:1. And 1 John 2:27 again. I'm closing. Just about closing. I got a few more things. There's a lifting coming to the body of Christ. Watch what he's saying now. Because some of y'all, I want y'all to hear it. There's a lifting coming to the body of Christ. But you can't be slipping, tripping, and drifting at a time like this. God is working on your future protection also. For more things are coming that the system will not be able to handle. You want me to get, I'm going to get that again now because I'm prophetically warning you. You see, the system, science, medicine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, can't handle COVID. God, the only one can handle it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And I'm not prophesying doom, but there's some more things coming, I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me read this to you again. There's a lifting coming to the body of Christ. The Lord going to lift a remnant up. But you cannot be slipping, tripping, and drifting at a time like this. Why would God let you be in this meeting tonight? God is working on your future protection also. Watch what he says. For more things are coming that the system will not be able to handle. But those of you who's under my voice, under the voice of the Holy Ghost, under the voice of God the Father, under the voice of Jesus, under the voice of apostolic grace, pastoral covering, you will be ready.
Yes, sir.
A fresh new mantle of power and purpose. In every move of God, there's an activating truth. God can't move unless there's an activating truth. Put that down. In every move of God, there's activating truth. It's got to be activated. You ever heard the word reformation? I'm closing. Reformation. I helped reformation. Reformations don't start on the outside. Reformation works from the inside. A reformation of health in the body of Christ, or an introduction of health to the church, is upon us, children. I know I said a lot of things tonight, went over a lot of things. And I know we didn't go to the goosebump dance. But I know this is so serious. And I know the anointing is going to take us over sometime. We're going to run and jump. I don't mind. But right now, there's a harvest that we got to get. There's an understanding we have to have. I need you to go over this over and over again. You're here for a Tuesday night, training in the Word. But I think history in the Spirit is being made to the body of Christ. Y'all research everything else. Research your health for yourself. There's so many things available.